Thank you for joining this afternoon's program of At the Root of It on the Heritage Radio Network. This is Aaron Fitzpatrick, and it is the 18th of May. And a shout out to our sponsor, Edwards Ham. Edwards is honored to sponsor At the Root of It and proudly uses Heritage Pork for its Surrey Farms hams, bacon, and sausage. Check them out at www.surreyfarms.com. That's S-U-R-R-Y farms.com. And a thank you to our producer, Jack Inslee, and engineer, Nat Wiener. For any listeners who are listening today, please feel free to call in with any questions at 718-497-2128. Just after I begin today's show with the Week in Wine Recap. And in breaking news, more than one-third of Mendocino County's vineyards are likely to come under quarantine due to the European grapevine moth. And top agricultural officials there want more growers spraying to kill the pests. About 6,000 acres of Mendocino County vineyards will come under restrictions, said Tony Zinniger, the county's agricultural commissioner. The whole Yucca Valley will be under quarantine, he said. The moths native to Mediterranean Europe were first confirmed last September in the Napa Valley, where they destroyed one vineyard's crop and damaged several others. The moth larvae burrow and feed into the berries, often infecting the fruit with bunch rot. Growers in quarantine areas can still move their crops to market, but they must agree to do so in ways that prevent the spread of the moth. Experts from the UC Cooperative Extension have recommended that any grower within 1,000 meters of a trap moth spray to kill eggs and larvae with what they characterize as low-impact pesticides, including some approved for organic operations. Executive Director of the Mendocino County Farm Bureau, Devin Jones, called the news of the expanded quarantine area a cause for concern and are taking the situation seriously. And in the crop report, we head to South America, reporting on the 2010 harvest in Argentina, with some growers rallying it the best vintage since 2002. It was a late harvest after a dry growing season with healthy fruit and a slow sugar accumulation in the last part of the season. Most producers reported alcohol levels of 14% or less, relatively low for the region. And overall yields are down 20 to 25% due to an early frost in November, but that which has been produced is yielding fine, supple structure fruit, rich flavors, reports James Molesworth. And in the market feed, winebusiness.com reports off-premise wine sales slightly decreased in April, 0.5% from the same period last year in the 4 weeks ending May 1, according to Nielsen Company track data. Domestic wine sales increased just 1.7%, while imported wine sales decreased 9% in the 4 weeks ending May 1st. In the 13 weeks ending May 1, domestic sales increased 6.6%, while imported wine increased 1.4%. We're going to take a short break and be back with my guest today, Scott Goldman from Combier and Cadre Noir Imports, who will share with us a bit about the history of Combier. You are listening to At the Root of It with Aaron Fitzpatrick on the Heritage Radio Network, and we are broadcasting live today, Tuesday, and every Tuesday at 4 p.m. And a welcome to my guest, Scott Goldman.
Thank you, Aaron.
Scott Goldman is from Combier, as I mentioned before the break, and Cadre Noir Imports, and is just coming off a very busy weekend.
Yes, that's right. I'm actually coming from a competition we're having right now with bartenders around the U.S. and really around the world, where we brought them in and invited them to shake in front of a camera, and we call it shakerfaces.com. We want bartenders to show off their craft and their flair in front of the cameras, and then we post it online.
That's great. How many people participated in that?
We have about 100 people who get involved. We started a couple weeks ago where we were working with Lush Life, and they actually traveled the U.S. going to different markets like San Francisco, Los Angeles, Texas, and kind of circling our way back to New York in time for the Cocktail Classic. But just going to different bartenders and really just showcasing them on the internet and having some fun while we're doing it.
That's great. And a few of them are using your spirits as well in their cocktail creations.
That's the idea.
Uh-huh.
That's the idea. Not always. I mean, there's certain markets where we're not yet available, like Texas.
Uh-huh.
But really, it's, you know, Combier is, we are sponsoring it. Lush Life is actually doing the recording. So it's not, you know, it's not really, there's not a lot of Combier advertising on it. It's pretty just unbiased site.
Right.
Just when we're really showcasing the bartenders, letting them do
their thing. A spirited kind of industry event.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And how was the Manhattan Cocktail Classic for you? This was the first year it really kind of debuted.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And you know, New York's such a perfect setting for it. It's spread out. There's so many great bartenders and bars. It's really unlimited space where you can go and taste cocktails, watch incredible historians and bartenders talk about, you know, the industry.
Were there any particular highlights for you over the past weekend?
You know, there were. I actually just came from an orange seminar with David Wondridge, and it was pretty fascinating just learning the history of, you know, triple sec and orange curacao. It was very interesting.
And the sense just of the actual skins and how those relate to the spirits.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In fact, I probably smell like an orange peel now.
Well, can you tell us a bit about Combier?
Sure. So Combier is a family run. It's actually, you know, without sounding too cliche, but it's on a short list of family run distilleries that are still in existence today, with historical pedigree that, you know, we still use authentic recipes and ingredients, and, you know, nothing has changed since the company was founded in 1834. But, you know, it started by the patriarch Jean-Baptiste Combier, and what really put Combier on the map was that there was a very popular flavor of the time, the 1800s. It was these bitter orange peels.
From orchards that were, yeah?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Combier thought, you know what, he had a candy factory, like a lot of these distilleries. What they began as were confectioners. They were making candies and chocolates. And Combier said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take this orange peel, these bitter orange peels, and I'm going to try to make a liqueur out of it, and I'm going to infuse it in my candies. So that's what he did. And it took off so much so that he said, let's get rid of the chocolate. Let's get rid of the candy. Let's just sell this orange liqueur. We'll call it triple sec, meaning triple distilled. And years later, just kind of snowballed. You know, Cointreau came out, and years later, and just a number of other companies as well.
So where was he selling this product back then?
Combier was just selling it throughout France.
Throughout France, okay.
Yeah, it became very popular amongst the socialites in France.
Mm-hmm.
In the 1800s. They were drinking it, of course, by itself. The cocktail movements doesn't really exist in France, and particularly back then. So people were just, they were drinking it by itself and enjoying it. And, you know, it really took off. So much so that Combier said, you know what, I'm going to take the money that he made from the triple sec, and I'm going to reinvest it back into buying other authentic recipes and ingredients.
And where is this town? Where is it located?
It's in Saumur. It's called, which is right smack in the heart of the Loire Valley.
Yeah. And it's interesting because you usually think about that for wine and you know, Cab Franc and
exactly.
Chenin Blanc. And here we have something truly historical as well that is new.
Yeah, the Combier Distillery is the oldest distillery in the region. And like you said, the area of Loire Valley is really known for the rich soil and wonderful fruits and vegetables that come from there. It's called the Garden of France. And a lot of kings and queens used to mm-hmm. reside there.
And then hence the association with the horses, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, you're good. There's a horse on the Combier. All of Combier bottles should have a horse on there somewhere. Kind of mm-hmm. like...
We're looking at three right now, so... That's fine if I can see this one here.
It's on the top.
Ah,
it's
okay.
It's kind of like the Playboy bunny on the cover of Playboy
sure.
magazine. You got to find it.
But good.
Yeah, so the horse, the reason we have a horse is because Saumur, the town where Combier is from, was the birthplace of the French cavalry. So you know, in respect out of that, we always have a horse on the bottles.
And now when I said new, I didn't mean to say new in terms of its existence, but in terms of its presence in the United States, how long has it been here?
Well, we came over with the original Triple Sec last year, early last year.
Oh, so it's really new.
Very new.
Yeah.
Very new. And never been to America before. And we really were just, you know, because there's a call for authentic recipes and authentic ingredients and everything all natural right now that we just thought, you know, might as well try to bring it over.
Mm-hmm. So this kind of project fell into your lap a little bit as you were exploring the region.
Exactly. I was in France after college. I went to a small school in Vermont, and it's called Middlebury.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. And I was over there. So I finished college, and I still wanted to play hockey. So I went to France, which is not very good at hockey, but I couldn't play much here in the States. So I went to France and played for a small town. Well, it's called Tours in the Loire Valley.
Sure.
Played there, and you know it's not the best hockey, like I said, but they put you up and give you a tiny car and some spending money, not much. But I fell in love with Combier. A lot of people were drinking it.
What was your first experience? Like, where did you have it?
I was at a bar, and people were drinking it by itself, and I just tried it. And I've bartended in the States before, nothing to the level of what we're seeing in Brooklyn and in Manhattan, but
mm-hmm.
I knew the importance of Triple Sec, and it's behind every bar virtually in the world. And I just thought, you know, I was really impressed that Combier, they created the original recipe, and it's still family run, and no one knows Combier in America. And actually, the distillery was designed by Gustav Eiffel, who designed the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so...
some serious pedigree.
Yeah, you're right. And I was just really, I was blown away by it. And I just wanted to get involved, and I thought they should be represented in America. So I just committed myself to trying to make it happen.
Excellent. So how has the response been? I mean, given Triple Sec and Grand Marnier and some of these other products that have been on the market for so long, and right now there's a birth of just, like you said, more... adventurous cocktails being made, a huge movement in bartending right now, and people really looking at it as a profession, as just a, you know, a job to do on the side as you're pursuing other things. I mean, it's a really serious kind of efforts being taken. So I imagine in terms of timing, it was more well received than it could have been, you know, years before. But I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah, I mean, our hats always go off to Grand Marnier and Cointreau. I mean, they've done so much these past years of educating the bartenders how, you know, there's Triple Sec, and then there's, you know, Cointreau or Combier. There's Curaçao, then there's Grand Marnier. But until, you know, we came over, really, there haven't been much in the high-end Triple Sec category
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because the name's been bastardized now. It's been...
Yes,
really
you can say that.
Okay. It's been beat up pretty good. So, you know, we're coming over. Cointreau doesn't even represent themselves as Triple Sec. You know, they say just their name. But for Combier, because we are the original Triple Sec, we're kind of going out there and saying, well, this is how Triple Sec is supposed to taste. You know, most you were talking about, you know, classic cocktails and all natural ingredients. Well, you know, most classic cocktails or most cocktails today call for three ingredients. Your strong, which is your base spirit, your sweet, and then your sour.
Mm-hmm.
So if you take something like a margarita, for example, and you know, your bartender says, well, I'm gonna put in a good tequila, like, I don't know, Siembra Azul or Partida.
Sure.
You know, if you put in a good tequila, and like I said, there's three main ingredients that make a margarita, and you put fresh lime juice in, well, the other thing you're missing in is a sweetener. So why would you put in, if you have a great tequila and a great lime juice, why would you put in a mediocre triple sec?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might as well match it with a high test orange liqueur, and Combier is the highest test orange liqueur out there.
Sounds like a pretty good argument. Yeah. We are going to taste a bit of these and also go through the three lineups in your portfolio and talk about triple distillation after we take a short break. After all the time, after you, did you see me with someone new? Hanging so high for your return, but the stillness is over, and I've seen it in your eyes. There'd have been no joy after joy. Welcome back to this afternoon's program of At the Root of It, and a thank you to our sponsor once again, Edwards Ham. Edwards is honored to sponsor At the Root of It and proudly uses Heritage Pork for its Surrey Farms Hands bacon and sausage. Check them out at www.surreyfarms.com. And we are swinging back today to talk about Combier with my guest Scott Goldman from Cadre Noir Imports. And we have three different lineup here of bottles from your portfolio. So I'd love to talk about them and then also for our listeners define what triple distillation is.
Thanks, Erin. So what we have first is what really put us on the map, which is Combier Triple Sec, which, as we said before, is the original formula for Triple Sec. There's three main points that we go out selling here with our Triple Sec and what we're known for. The first, like I said, is we are the original. You know, people, they talk about Triple Sec, and a lot of times the name, as we mentioned before, has been bastardized. Instead of being 100% all natural, like Combier is, you know, they use synthetic flavoring, and instead of being triple distilled, as Triple Sec it was intended to mean, it's not distilled at all. But, you know, if you'd like to try it a little bit, we can...
Sure, yeah.
Okay.
Make great. All the listeners jealous here.
Perfect, yeah. So everyone knows Triple Sec. And as I mentioned before, the Combier is the way Triple Sec was intended to taste. It's you get that bright, natural orange.
Yeah, super pure, yeah.
Right, this recipe has not been touched, as I mentioned before, since 1834. It is 80 proof, so I have to warn people before they try
sure,
it.
Sure, yeah.
Most Triple Secs today are, you know, 20 or 30 proof. So it's Combier comes in, as I mentioned before, as a really high test orange liqueur, but it's really bright.
Yeah, it has that nice acidity that you
exactly
pick up.
Mm-hmm. So it goes great in a Cosmo, great in a margarita. You know, anything that calls for triple sec, like we said before, you know, it really, if you're going to use a good tequila, a good vodka, a good gin, whatever you're making, it makes sense to match it with Combier.
Nice. And then moving on to the raw René Rouge.
René Rouge. So I said before that Combier, with the success of their triple sec, the Combier family decided to reinvest it in the distillery. So mm-hmm. what they did was they went out and bought old recipes. And one of the recipes they bought in 1800s was a cherry liqueur recipe created by a nun, a French nun, Madame Gutron was her name. And she had a recipe she created in 1632. It's made through maceration process. She uses, she used at the time, she called for sweet and bitter cherries. The bitter cherries are les guignes, which are found on the Loire River.
Mm-hmm.
There's a French expression, j'ai les guignes, meaning like, translated, I have the guine, I pick the guine, meaning I have bad luck. But in this case, the nun, being very creative, she thought, you know, I'm going to make a liqueur out of this stuff, which she did. Became very popular that King Louis XIV and his court would drink it. So Combier really? Bought that, yeah.
Wow. And
there's not much cherry liqueurs out there.
Right.
Cherry's really hard to come by. They're either too sweet or too medicinal. It seemed like everything growing up was always coated with cherry. So, you know, we have a connotation, a negative connotation
sure.
of cherry.
What's one of your favorite cocktails that uses the cherry liqueur in it?
You know, I like it by itself on the rocks.
Uh-huh.
It's really light. I put some soda water on it.
Nice.
It's low alcohol.
Sure, yeah.
So it's really nice. It's great in the summertime. But people have, you know, they've been using it. It drinks that call for a cherry liqueur, like your aviation, your blood and sand. But you know, since it just came over January of this year, kind of it's a wild card. So we're really just getting creative.
Cool. So it's like the French version of a Campari and soda. You can think of it that way, right?
I'd
a little aperitif.
Yeah, I'd love to be in their company.
And then topping off with this last beautiful bottle here.
Thank you. So this the last one is called Royal Combier. And along the same lines, Combier reinvesting in their company, buying up old recipes. There was a very popular hygienic elixir in the 1800s. And if you know these elixirs like chartreuse, they're made of a bunch of herbs and spices. Well, this one that a French chemist named... Francois Respet, he created in the late 1700s, early 1800s. He created it using 20 different herbs and spices from aloe, nutmeg, cinnamon, saffron. But people would drink the stuff. They would put it on their beds.
Mm-hmm.
They would put it on their skin. They thought it would cure them. So Combier was in prison. Jean-Baptiste Combier was in prison, ironically, for denouncing the king at the time. And in prison, he ran into or... You know, I don't know if he was cellmates or how it worked back then, but he was in prison with Francois Respet, who created the elixir. He was in prison for denouncing the king as well. So in prison, they said, you know what, let's come together and make a liqueur. So what they did, they said, we're going to call it Royal Combier as a mockery of kind of the royal system in the 1800s. So they called it Royal Combier. And they put, so they put the elixir together with Combier triple sec, and they actually rounded it out with a little cognac, Delamain cognac.
Nice.
So it is a really nice orange liqueur.
You pick up those herbs and botanicals more along the lines of chartreuse, as you were saying.
Exactly. Yeah. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, before we talk about triple distillation, I also want to ask you, in your approach to talking to the Combier family, had they thought about bringing their products to the U.S., or were they really waiting to find the right relationship?
I think, you know, being a proud French family, they were kind of like, well, you know, we've never been there before. We know who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Why should we be there?
Right. You know, yeah.
We're getting by. We can keep the lights on here.
Sure.
There's no sense in us really just trying to mass produce this stuff and changing the recipe to keep up with demand if, you know, we're fortunate enough to do that. So there was no real urgency to bring it to America. In fact, it was just me going over there saying, you know, there's a cocktail resurgence in America.
Uh-huh.
Maybe you should take part or consider taking part. And they said, yeah, sure, let's try it out. At least I thought they said that. their English was, you know, was mediocre at the time. My French is pretty bad. So I think that's what they said.
A lot of sign language.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, cool. It's happy to be on the shores then.
Yeah, exactly.
And my last point, I wanted to talk about triple distillation.
Right. So in this case, you know, it's called triple sec, meaning triple distillation. If you know how distillation works, a lot of these, you know, liquors are made that way, and it really, it's a amazing process. But it's, you just basically refine your liquor when you distill it. So, you know, oftentimes people say that they're 9, 10, 11, 12 times distilled.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times you lose the character of the liquor.
Mm-hmm.
You kind of just, you distill it out because you're taking the finest, most pure from the liquor.
Diluting it a bit, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. It's a lot of times it comes out and it just doesn't taste like anything if you distill it too much. But
mm-hmm.
in this case, to make our triple sec, we used these orange peels, these bitter orange peels. We put it in neutral alcohol. We distilled it the first time, so it came out, you know, you get a sense for this, you know, the bright orange, but still it needs to be refined a little bit. It's a little rough. So we did it again, and then we said, all right, you know what, it's good, it's getting there, but
right.
it's not there yet. And
it's so, found its magic balance at
exactly
three. Yeah.
Exactly. So three was the magic number, and it came out, and they added after it comes out, it's still very high proof. So you have to dilute it a little bit
mm-hmm.
With water just to bring it down to 80 proof. And then they added a tiny bit of sugar just to balance it out. And that's how it comes out. And that's why you call it triple sec. But it's a pretty amazing process. And like I said, everything that goes into it, the distillation, the copper stills, the whole process has not been touched since 1834.
Wow.
Yeah.
So ultimate craftsmanship there.
We think so, yeah.
Where are the oranges from? Because you don't really think of Loire Valley with using more apples and pears than you do oranges.
Right. The oranges are actually sourced from Haiti. They're Haitian orange peels.
Oh, okay.
So obviously we were really affected by the earthquake in Haiti. And we actually, I forget what months they were, but you know, we try to give back to Haiti because they were so affected down there. And we've been sourcing our orange peels from them, you know, for 100 and some odd years.
Hmm.
But that's where they're from.
Okay. And then just a quick recap of kind of the price points of these, if you could pick them up somewhere in the city.
Sure. The Combier Triple Sec... I've seen it everywhere from $31.99 to $38.99. You know, you could see it around the city. We're at Astor Center. You could find us online, Drink Up New York.
Cool.
Then moving on to Ra Rene Rouge. Same thing. You could find it at Astor Center and Drink Up New York. And that is priced, I've seen everywhere from $23.99 to $27.99.
Mm-hmm.
Then lastly, the Royal Combier, and that you could find that mostly online since
okay.
it just came over.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've been really focusing on on-premise, just getting into the right bartenders.
Mm-hmm.
We're just trying to build the brand rather than focus on volume at this point.
Sure.
But you could find
it. Get into the right places, behind
yeah.
the right hands, yeah.
We're trying. And you can find that at Drink Up New York. I believe $37.38.99.
Excellent. I'm actually heading to France tomorrow, so I'll be in northern part of France. So I'm gonna keep my eyes open for this stuff too.
You have to. And if you want to go down to Saumur in the Loire, you get
mm-hmm.
a red
I think
treatment.
That's a whole nother trip that I'll hit you up for that in the future for sure.
Definitely.
Well, we're gonna wrap up today's show, and thanks so much for sharing. These are really great products, and excited to have some cocktails with them.
Thank you very much, Aaron, for having me.
And do you have a website to point our listeners to as well?
Sure. It's called Combier, Combier USA.com.
Excellent. Thanks so much, Scott.
Thanks, Aaron.